But I had a great time. What an event it was last night.
Well, we've been talking a lot for the past couple of months about the Simmons Bank and Deltaplex Radio Dream Team. And last night it was the banquet night, and it was so awesome to see all the kids and the honor. I say they're kids, most of them were bigger than me, but Walt Combe was a great speaker, and Daniel Robinson from Simmons Bank is in with us. And I just publicly wanted to say thank you to Simmons and to you, Daniel, for all y'all do to help make the Dream Team a reality. And I said it last night. My family's been in the radio business for a long time, and we've had these dream teams in other places around the state at different decades ago. And none of them, I mean, have even been close to as nice as what Daniel and his team at Simmons makes it last night. It was quite an event. Thank you, Daniel.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of fun for us to be a part of it as well.
Well, last night we had Walt Combe. He is incredible. And if you don't know who Walt Combe is, he's the Tuck Rule.
That's
the Tuck
right.
Rule ref. Mm-hmm. And, boy, he had some great stories to tell last night about his officiating days, but also great life lessons for the kids.
Yeah, he's a dynamic speaker. His stories, he could just go on and on and on. You know, Greg and I got to listen to him talk about doing an AFC championship game in New England. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning on one side, Tom Brady on the other.
Wow.
He said, of course, Tom Brady won because it was in New England. But, you know, just to be on the field as a NFL referee with Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, all the people he ratted off last night, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Barry Sanders, you know, the list goes on. And
30
on
years as an NFL ref.
Wow.
And so, you know, and the thing that people forget, too, is he played baseball at the University of Arkansas. So he's an athlete himself. And you heard him say his son has followed in his footsteps.
NFL ref, right?
That's right.
I think
a line judge, I believe is what he told us. So, you know, to have that, you know, he said to – be able to pass that on and that passion on is really exciting for him to watch his son do it.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. Now, I came to you with this idea of the Dream Team a couple of years ago, and if you're in sales, and quite frankly, that's what I'm in, is radio business, is advertising business, but we had this idea, and a lot of times you do things, and I've pitched things to Daniel before, and he's very nice when he tells me no. But when we were talking about the Dream Team, and I mean, you jumped as fast as I've seen anybody jump. You got it, and I appreciate that and what all of y'all have done.
Yeah, you know, again, to be able to honor not only student-athletes, but, you know, cheerleaders are student-athletes as well. So I thought the fact that you threw, you wanted to include them is really unique. I think a lot of times they get overlooked for what they do for the team. They're on the buses. They're practicing just as hard. But to see the kids' faces when they come up and their coaches start talking about them and their cheerleading sponsors, you know, some of those coaches are so moved. You know, some said they'll get very emotional. Cheerleading sponsors.
Some did.
They just talked about what these kids mean to their program and what they mean to the school and the community. And, you know, for us, that's what it's all about. You know, for us to be able to participate, you know, I thought it was still – it's an incredible idea that y'all have had. And just to be included in that is really special for us.
Well, it is neat when you see the kids come in, and you and I stood at the front door for when a lot of the kids will come in, and a lot of them kind of, you know, they're, 16, 17, 18 years old. Almost all of them were polite, but kind of shy and not knowing what they're walking into when they walk into the doors at the country club. And by the time it's over, most of them have these huge grins on their faces.
Yeah, to see them and then going out and taking pictures with their plaques and, you know, talking to their fellow you know, competitors that they go against sometimes in the same conference, and just to see them embrace, and you know, that's what sport's all about. You know, Greg, you played, and you know what it is, and it's a, you know, it's like a fraternity. You know, you basically embrace each other, and you support each other, and you know, they were all excited to see the player of the year. You know, some of them probably disappointed they didn't get it.
Well, but, and I told them when we did it, it was really tough. Last year when we did it, it seemed pretty cut and dry to me who were the players of the year. This year, it was a little tougher. There were 4, 5, 6 guys that could have gotten that.
Yeah, especially when the coaches start rattling off all their stats, you know, when they're up there, like, man, some of these kids had some really, really big
years.
Well,
a couple of them they were saying, I'm like, man, maybe I should have. Maybe we should have done that. Yeah. But Dante Buckner, I mean, I thought, you know, I watched him 2 or 3 times, and he played in the toughest conference in the state. rushed for 1,700 yards.
Wow.
Had a ton of touchdowns, like 27, 28 touchdowns, and he was our overall player of the year.
Yeah, he made it very clear it was 27. Coach Bolden said 26. He said, no, it was 27. So.
I don't know if after the ceremony, I mean, he came up to me and continually thanked me for the evening. And, I mean, he's a very polite young man. And I know he's got a visit, a couple more visits, but it looks like I think he's going to Fayetteville for a visit, and there's a good chance that he will suit up for the Razorbacks next year. I don't think he's made that official, but just talking to him, I kind of got the feeling that's where he was going to end up going.
Hey, that's great for him.
Yes.
Yeah. So
for Coach Pittman to keep a lot of these kids in state, no matter what, if it's a scholarship, preferred walk-on, or whatever, I think that's something everybody's talked about is, you know, kids that want to be there, they'll, you know, leave it all out on the field for them if they can find a way to get on the field.
So Seth Courtney was the one kid on the whole Dream Team that didn't come to the banquet. Now, his parents were there. His dad's a coach at DeWitt. Seth had the flu. And, I mean, it's going around. We had 3, 4, 5 kids that during the week it looked like maybe they weren't going to be able to come, and they were all but Seth were able to make it. Seth was our offensive player of the year. Threw for, like, I don't know, almost 3,000 yards.
Wow.
Ran for almost 1,000 yards. So some serious stats from the DeWitt quarterback, Seth Courtney.
Yeah, it's weird because I feel like back when I was in high school, I didn't play football, but they just ran the ball all the time. But I guess now with the spread offenses, all you hear about is all the yards they throw for, all these touchdown passes they throw for, and these dual threat quarterbacks, all this stuff.
It's phenomenal. Of course, we probably could have given players of the year to Fordyce. They won the 2-8 state championship, and Coach Tim Rogers was the coach of the year throughout the Deltaplex.
And he's looking for people to play next year, but nobody wants to play.
He made that clear, didn't
he? He made it very clear last night. We're looking to fill some spots, but nobody volunteered.
He has 3 of the 4 honorees from Fordyce are coming back, and they won the state championship last year.
Wow.
Did you see their quarterback?
Yes.
He looked like a college middle linebacker.
Yes.
I think was it Coach Vereen from Star City that got up and said, I'm not playing any team that has a middle linebacker for a quarterback.
Yeah. You know, I felt pretty small next to some of those kids. It's like, good grief. They're getting bigger and bigger every year.
I saw some pictures last night. I didn't realize you were as tall as you are. I mean, I'm around you a lot, and there's a
picture
of you side by side, and you're like 3 inches taller than I am.
Well, don't let the height fool you. It's not led to any athletic success.
That's not true. You're a golfer for
the
Razorbacks.
You're a great golfer.
Well, that's back in the day, so who knows what it would be like today. But it has not led to any other athletic accomplishments, as in basketball, football, baseball, all those things.
Simmons Bank just seems to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's been an exciting few years for us to be able to watch us expand out of state. That happened for the first time when, you know, banks were failing. And we were a very healthy bank, and they basically said, we want you to be an acquirer. And then obviously when Tommy May retired, George Macris came in, had a vision, and he's executed it obviously exceptionally well. But what I can tell you that I think is critical is that the importance of a community bank feel and the importance of Pine Bluff. You know, all of our management team makes it very clear to us, and we know it, that Pine Bluff is where we were founded. It's where the corporate headquarters is. It's where it's going to stay, and that we're going to continue to invest time and, you know, donations, no matter what it is. You know, it's not all about making a monetary donation. We know that. It's about getting involved with the different nonprofits. It's getting involved with Deltaplex or the Dream Team event. Those are things we want the community to know. And that is something that is passed down from the very top.
Well, you talked about just getting involved, not always just about money. And y'all made the event, as far as at the Country Club, very nice. But I know you put a lot of work into it. Mary Virginia put a lot of work into it. We did hear to our staff, too. I don't want to shortchange our staff, but, I mean, Mary Virginia.
She deserves all the credit from our standpoint. I take zero credit for that. She took
Mary Virginia from Simmons and Cindy for us did all the work. So.
And we're very appreciative of both.
Indeed we are.
Oh, what else? I mean, we were just giving away tickets to the Globetrotters. Now it's to Simmons Bank Arena.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like what I said, you're everywhere.
It's pretty cool to go up and see the renovation they've been doing, you know, the outside, and now the name is going up for Simmons Bank Arena. It's just real exciting, you know, just to see us, like I said, continue to expand where we were founded, which is in Arkansas. Yeah. And, you know, again, Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Northeast Arkansas, South Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, you know, a lot of the smaller communities is where Simmons was built on, and that's still a key component of our business is serving all community sizes. And, you know, these communities like Pine Bluff and some of the ones I named off, I mean, that's the backbone of the company.
Yeah, it's interesting how Simmons is, how you, especially here in Pine Bluff, and I've seen it firsthand about how involved y'all are, but yet at the same time, you're expanding, and I see your profits and, you know, Wall Street, you know, the reporting profits, and you're expanding new banks and acquisitions in Colorado and all over the Midwest and or Mountain West, maybe more.
Yeah,
I'm sure you pay more attention to that than I do. Yeah, but
really, any state that touches us right now, we have a presence with the exception of Louisiana and Mississippi. So everything else, we have a location or multiple locations through acquisitions. And so those acquisitions have just enabled us to partner with other banks that are similar to us in philosophy and be able to maybe add some different products and services to their mix that they didn't have before. And we also gain some things from them. You know, they might do some things that we didn't do that we're able to bring into our other markets where we've been since 1903, you know, right here in Pine Bluff. So it's
1903. I mean, I guess I should have known that.
Yeah, it's when we were founded right here in Pine Bluff.
Wow.
And so usually if you come into the bank, the main bank, there's a book that sits outside that talks about the history of Simmons Bank, and you can kind of track the history from the day we were founded all the way until, I mean, not till today, but our website and other places tell that story. But it's a great time. You know, I think the thing that I enjoy the most about it, again, is just their commitment to allowing us to make local decisions in the community so we can sponsor events like we did last night with you. Those things come directly from us.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, I'm going to tell you the best thing about Simmons Bank.
Okay.
The best thing. It's not the dream team. It's not all. It's that stinking popcorn on Friday.
Yeah. That's a very. We should start charging for that.
Don't get any crazy ideas,
Daniel. We
could
probably really increase our profitability if we charge for the bags of popcorn.
Especially charge Greg. He's there every Friday.
Yeah, I do see Greg every Friday. Usually.
I wave at him as I walk by his office.
I'm like,
I'm too fisted on popcorn.
That popcorn goes way back. I think it goes way back, and it is amazing to see just the excitement of people when they come in on a Friday. I think which we appreciate.
I go through the drive-throughs Monday through Thursday, but on Fridays
you come
I go to the main bank.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, I think you've said this on the radio before. We have a large influx of people that come in on Fridays, but hey, you know, open an account, get a bag of popcorn. We'll do whatever we got to do to make sure we take care of people.
I'll be over there depositing $1.27 and taking 3 bags of popcorn.
Well, hey, at least you're coming in the door. That's all we can ask for.
Daniel Robinson from Simmons Bank, I can't thank you enough. And I know all 36 kids, 36 players, 13 cheerleaders, 13 head coaches. All head coaches showed up last night.
Nice.
Every player and cheerleader but one who had the flu, his dad and mom were there, so they showed up, and the kids just love it, just absolutely love it. And what a great night. Thank you, Daniel and Simmons.
We appreciate y'all. It was a great time, and we look forward to doing it again.
We will. We'll have did you hear it right there? We're doing it again. Dream
it.
Team 3 next year in January of 2021. Daniel Robinson from Simmons Bank with us this morning. It's 8:50 across the Deltaplex. Hey, Will.
Hey, Greg.
Let's play a song. We haven't played many songs this hour. Bob Seger, Frankie Valli, Toto, Jim Croce. Your
Bob
pick.
Seger. Come on. Seger. Every time you go somewhere, people always ask you, play more Bob Seger.
They do. It's unbelievable. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and Night Moves right here on the Voice of the Deltaplex. Oldies 101.3.